or life, especially if you'd like to earn a couple of extra coins. Cash for Containers scheme. It's going to be introduced in the Northern Territory from next year. Similar legislation to what happens in South Australia. Our futurist, Marcus Barber, is here with us this afternoon. Hello there, Marcus.
Hello, Vicky. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you think of this scheme? Does it work well from what you know of how it works in South Australia?
I think it works very well indeed. And I think that's probably one of the interesting questions for me as to why certain manufacturers aren't necessarily keen on the concept.
Well, we heard over the last couple of weeks that Coca-Cola, they were kind of questioning whether or not it's a good idea, although they reneged on those comments. They did what journos like to overuse the term backflip. They did one of those backflips where they said, no, it's okay. We'll support the legislation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something that they'll take a bit of a suck it and see, or in Coke's case, a drink it and see. And at some point, they still hold the right to be able to challenge the legislation after it's been for about a year or so in Darwin. So they're leaving the doors open to wait and see what's going to take place for them, I suspect. So I wouldn't necessarily close the door on a challenge from them just yet.
Why would they do that? Why would they go ahead and challenge it?
I'm not sure. I think they've just announced that they're going to improve their own manufacturing of bottles in South Australia only in the last day or so. And potentially they might have had some game plans to be able to roll that manufacture process out with just one stamping process. So maybe they're thinking this could be a cost challenge where they've got to then retool up, and that's going to be expensive for them, and they don't really want to go down that process. But their argument has been that they think it's going to put people off from buying Coke. And I think that's an interesting tack to take.
Okay. Marcus Barber, our futurist here with us on 105.7 ABC Darwin. We're just talking about this afternoon the future of drink containers. Are we going to continue to be drinking out of these kinds of cans, you think, and we're going to have to continue to kind of recycle them in this manner?
Yeah, it's getting more expensive to be able to produce some of the containers we've got now. And certainly we're seeing in society a much greater push towards people carrying their own containers, particularly for water. Most of your listeners will know that bottled water from supermarkets or out of a milk bar is the most expensive water you can buy on the planet. The markup is anywhere between 3 to 5,000% in some cases, where it costs about one cent to put the bottle in place, and the amount of water that goes in, you're paying $3, $4, $5 for it.
So,
it's an incredible cost and an amazing amount of profit. So we're seeing this a social shift towards people saying, listen, the amount of plastic I'm seeing is ridiculous, the amount of plastic I'm using is ridiculous. Let's make a bit of a change with my own behaviour. Now, the question for me is whether or not the recycling component of, 5 or 10 cent levy on a bottle for recycling would be enough. And I don't think it will be. I think there needs to be a greater incentive given towards companies to embrace this idea.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if shops were kind of like the old milk bar or something, or maybe even like some of the fast food joints where, they've got like a premix and you can just take in your little container, and if you want to drink a soft drink, they just press the button and it pours into your container instead of buying a can?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. I think it's a great idea. If there's anyone, any entrepreneurs out there listening at the moment, maybe they should explore how they could embrace it. There's certainly, in home models, as we know, there's certain products you can buy to basically make your own fizzy drinks and soft drinks and water and things like that. The question in terms of whether or not giving, say, the consumer an incentive to return the bottle is going to be enough, I don't know. There's legislation around the world called take-back legislation where manufacturers are forced to take back a product at the end of its usable life cycle. And in Germany, that goes absolutely berserk in terms of being able to clear up electronic waste, computer waste and that sort of stuff. And if you brought an idea like that into Australia, say putting a penalty of $10 for every plastic bottle they found in the street that goes back to the manufacturer, I don't think it would take long for manufacturers to get on board trying to encourage people to recycle and return the stuff.
All right. Marcus, nice to talk to you. Thanks very much for your thoughts. Our futurist, Marcus Barber, on 105.